such a privilege for us to get to be in this house of the Lord today. It's always good to be in the Lord's house, but this is more special for me. And now, I didn't know my brother had been here. You may then know why it's so special for me. Maybe you don't. I don't know if he told you. But this is the area that I come from. My grandfather first entered the ministry. I don't know if he was licensed or not, but became youth pastor right here in Athens. And there's something about your roots.
Yeah.
And you know, the Bible talks about, and I remember, man, I grew up, my dad talked about, because they grew up on a farm, it was a dairy farm, and they talked about stories of horse stories and cows, and I remember talking about this time of cow getting under the water floodgate and letting all the cows out. These great stories, right, that I remember. And so being here is special. But I was thinking this morning about more than that, the spiritual roots that I have.
Yeah.
And I was reminded of a scripture that talks about and says, don't remove the old landmarks.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that I am a part of a people who said, there's some things that my granddaddy taught, and we're not going to move that landmark. I don't care if there's a church across town that says we can move that a little bit. We can take a little boundary this way. We're going to hold to the landmarks. But here's the thing. Because I know some of you say, well, I don't have a granddaddy that set that landmark up. But my landmark doesn't just go back to my granddaddy. My landmark goes back to the book of Acts. And you can stand, you have the same heritage I do. You have the same history I do.
My God.
Now, normally I would go and sit down, but I did feel something very quickly. As the pastor was talking about the walls around this church, I felt like the Lord told me this. The victory for the church is established. It's done. But, okay, individually, you have to choose if you get that or not. The wider church is going to get it. You can't stop that. But you can build a little wall around yourself. Now, you'll get some splashes of blessing. When the rivers of God flow by, you'll get some splashes. But if you want, here's the thing. The scripture talks about the first sermon we have recorded Jesus preaching in the book of Luke. He said this, I came for this reason. He talked about several reasons he came for. But one of those, he says, I came to preach the gospel to the poor. I came to heal the brokenhearted. I came to give sight to the blind and to set captive those that are bruised.
Yeah.
You know, those all make sense except the last one. See, blind people, we think, yeah, they need sight.
Amen.
Right? Brokenhearted, they need to be healed. But bruised people, they need to be set free, and they do. Because our bruises will hold us captive.
Yeah, that's good.
And what's a bruise? Emotionally, spiritually. A bruise is that thing. See, if I came over to my brother and I give him a pat on the shoulder and say, I love you, my act of love, if he's bruised, hurts him. And he pulls back. We all have bruises. We're sensitive.
Yeah.
Now, there's two sides to this. You need to realize that. You need healing. But also, if I see my brother wince, I don't need to say, what's wrong with you? You're so sensitive.
Yeah. Amen. Preach it.
I need to say, hey, brother, I did not mean to hurt you.
Amen. Come on.
What,
come on.
Brother,
come on.
What is sensitive in your
speak.
Life? Can I help you?
Yes.
But if I am brokenhearted, hear me today, and I'm done. If you are brokenhearted and there is something in your heart that you have a wall, we do that. We build walls to protect ourselves. I do it. You do it. It's natural. I don't want to get hurt. I don't like getting hurt.
Amen.
And so I build a wall. The problem is it works both ways.
Yes.
And then God can't get through either. The victory of God. And you talk about the walls coming down. Well, we need to tear some personal walls down too. And so here is what I feel. You need to let God heal you. If you have wounds, you need to let, don't stop. He will heal you. He came to do that. Don't hold back from letting him heal you. If you need extra help, come talk to Pastor. I guarantee you he will help. Pastor's wife, this whole church, I'm sure there are dozens of people. But let God heal you, and you will have the same victory you see everybody else has. Maybe you've seen before, and you're like, why didn't it happen for me? This is the year you can have it. Amen. God bless you. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Try to add much to that because God has just done so much.
Amen.
He has done so much. I'll just quickly share with you, be totally honest. I've got 2 sermons. But I'm not going to do that to you. The Lord has spoken multiple times in this service, and then Pastor Lucas, thank you. That was a direct word for us. I will just simply share this with you. One of my messages was, "Behold, I will do a new thing." Behold, I will do a new thing. Isaiah 43, 18, and 19, it says, "Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Behold, I will do a new thing." For this church, I feel like there are some things that, as we often do in this time of year, we like to set our New Year's resolutions. And there is one thing that I have felt so strong just through these past couple days is that the Lord said there are some resolutions that you need to set. And what that resolution needs to be is a resolution not to change some things.
Amen. Amen.
Some resolutions not to let go of some things. If this year, if you've gotten yourself to a place where you've never been in your walk with God, won't you make a resolution not to step backwards in 2024? Yeah. Won't you make a resolution to say, "I'm going to keep on moving forward. I'm going to keep on stepping in the right direction. We're going to keep on chipping away at this wall until it falls down."
Amen.
Make a resolution. As Brother Lucas just said, if you're here and you say, "You know what, Pastor, I built some walls up this year, and I've really pushed myself away from the church and the church body, and I have really excluded myself from a lot of things, and I have built that wall." Won't you make a resolution, instead of just maybe signing up for a gym membership, won't you just sign up for a membership that says, "I'm going to sign up for this membership of the church, and I'm going to make sure to sign up for my relationship with God, and I'm going to start tearing walls down. I'm going to start being active in ministry. I'm going to start serving the local church. I'm going to serve in the kingdom. I'm going to get involved this year, and I'm going to break through some things." There are some things that we're not going to let down on this year. Some things of this new year. And one, as a church, our doctrine. I still believe there's one God and his name is Jesus.
Amen.
We're not going to change that. I still believe that repentance works. I still believe that water baptism in the name of Jesus still has the power to wash away our sins. The infilling of the Holy Ghost still changes your life. And there's one thing that as a church, I don't want us to change. I don't want us to change our mission. I know we're stepping forward into a brand new place, and I know the promises are coming. We've just heard that word. God just spoke it. The promise is coming in 2024. God is going to do things that we have never witnessed, things that we have never seen. I'll just say this. And I don't know why, but I feel it in my spirit. There are going to be some, I don't know what the word I'm even looking for. There are going to be some interesting, off the wall, where you might say, "Pastor, where did that come from? Why are we doing this?
Come on.
Why are we going there? Why are we doing that? Why are we making this decision?" I feel like there's going to be some, I think the Lord is really just going to shake things up in 2024. But in the end, we're going to see that it was all a part of his plan. I believe God has some great things. But in the midst of all of this, as we work on building a new building and we keep giving to the promise and we're thankful for what God has done. We're thankful for the miracles of 2023. I'm thankful for what the Lord has done. Look at the miracles that God has already done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't tell me God's not in this. But I truly believe that in 2024 that there are going to be things that are going to take place. Doors that are going to open, miracles and blessings that's going to be poured out, that's going to overshadow what just took place in this year. We won't forget it. I love the word you use, landmarks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Landmarks. It's going to be a landmark year.
Amen.
That we're going to look back for generation and generation and generation and say, look what the Lord has done. Look what God has done. But in the midst of all of that, I want us to understand who we truly are. Who we truly are. In the midst of all the new things that God's going to do, don't let us forget who we are as a church. Don't let us change our mission statement. And that is simply this: love God, love people, make disciples, watch for Jesus. That's who we are as a church. That's who we're going to be. I know every year, and Pastor Lucas, maybe you feel this sometimes as pastors, we feel a pressure to cast a big brand new vision every year for the church and to set that vision for everybody of where we're going this year. Well, you know what? To me, I feel like the vision never changes.
Yeah.
Our vision is simply love God, love people, make disciples, and watch for Jesus. And the Lord says, I'll add whatever I want to add in the midst of all of that, if you keep doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
So in 2024, this is what God is calling us to do, is to simply fall in love with him like you never have. I'm talking about falling in love with him. I'm not talking about you love him on a Sunday morning and his memory starts to fade on Monday. And then it's restored on a Wednesday. And then it starts to fade on a Thursday. And then it's restored on a Sunday. Let's stop. Let's stop with the roller coaster living for Jesus. But let's simply start loving him every day. Falling in love with him like never before. When you wake up in the morning, you've got to talk to him. Before the sun goes down, you've got to get your nose in his word. You fall in love with him. If you're married, you know what I'm talking about. It would be hard to let the day go by without talking to your spouse if you're in love with them.
Amen.
He wants to hear your voice. And you need to long to hear his. To love people. To love people like never before.
Yeah.
Come on, this is our New Year resolution right here.
Yeah.
This is it. Love people. What's it mean to love people? To love them like Jesus loves them. You see, you have to love people in order to build a relationship with people.
Yeah.
In order to go to the next step of making disciples. A lot of people try to jump to make disciples before they ever love people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in this room today. You're here because when you walk through those doors, you felt a genuine love of the body of Christ when you walk through those doors. That's how it should be. When you go to your job, or you walk into school, or you walk on the campus of your students, whoever you're around, they need to feel the love of God come off of you. You need to be loving them as he loves them. And when you fall in love with God, you'll start falling in love with people because they have a soul. You won't care where they're from. You won't care what's in their account. You won't care if they can do anything for you. It's unconditional. Whether you can do anything for me or not, I'm still going to love you. Why? Because you have a soul. And heaven is real and so is hell. That's why. We fall in love with people. And when you fall in love with people and build a relationship with them, then the door opens for you to begin to disciple them and begin to help them grow in their relationship with God. And before you know it, it's a domino effect. And then before you know it, if we truly are following what we say we are, and this is truly our statement, and we keep this resolution, this is who we are, then before you know it, that this room is full this morning. But I promise you that by the end or halfway through, I'll just say that, halfway through 2024, if we will follow this model, we will stick to this.
Yes.
We will not have room.
Right. Yes.
We've got 20 more chairs downstairs. I'll tell you that in a storage room right now. I challenge us this year to fill up those 20 chairs and the empty chairs we have. Before we ever step into a new building, let's not wait to get there to say, oh, now we can start loving people. Nope. Loving God and loving people, making disciples, what's going to get us there? If you remember from day one of the Promise Campaign, I've said it. Brother Mitchell said it when he was here. It's Promise Campaign is not about a building.
That's right.
It's not about a building. It's about souls. You can give us a 1,000-seat auditorium, but if we never love souls, it does us no good. It does the city no good. But if you love people, I promise you, God will work through people who love people because he loves people. And we're doing all this while we're watching for his return. And I can tell you right now that it's not that far off. The stage is being set. The stage is being set for what? For his return. But before that, for one of the greatest revivals we have ever seen as a church and the greatest harvest we've ever seen as a church. So we must continue to live and preach the truth to all people. There's no need to water down this message to grow a church, because it's not our church, it's his.
Amen.
We are simply the tools that we will operate. We are the hands and feet that God is going to use to reach this community. I want people to know in this ever-changing world, this right here, Hebrews 13 and 8, that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I love the fact that we're 108 years old. We're getting ready to be 109 years old as a church in this community. 109. It's the oldest church in the Ohio District. There's a great heritage here. I'm glad to know that the same God that we serve today is the same God that was with Homer White, Pastor Homer White, when he came and preached that first message here, that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, 2023, 24, clear back 1915, it's the same God.
Yeah.
The only thing that's changed is us, just the people. The gospel, the message hasn't changed. We're not going to water it down. We're not going to change it. We're going to keep preaching the truth.
Amen.
And we're going to reach for people. And I promise you, if we will do that, God is going to do a new thing in this church.
Yeah.
New things in this coming year. I promise you that in your family, not just as a church. I love how he broke it down as individuals. And what I've always said, it starts with the individual. A strong relationship with the individual, with God at home. If you're here and your parents, a strong relationship between you and God will create a strong relationship between you and your spouse. That strong relationship will create a strong relationship between you and your kids. And a strong family makes up a strong church. And a strong church will change its city.
Amen.
It will. But it starts with the individual. So I say this morning in confidence. I truly do believe that it starts with the individual. And that if you will make that resolution to say, I'm going to tear down every wall I can tear down. Anything that the devil has placed up around me, or maybe I build it myself. There's a lot of times we try to give the devil credit for things he didn't do. We're good. Everyone in here, you're really good at masonry work. You just didn't realize it. You're good at building walls. But it's time to tear some things down and step into the promises God has for you as an individual or you as a family. Take the tension out of your home. I just feel to say that. To remove the tension from your home that's been there, that is not of God. The confusion that is there, that is not of God. No, let God do some new things in your family, in your home this year. Because it impacts what we do right here as a church. I promise you it does. So what we do there is going to create some new things. God's going to do some new things. You're going to say, wow, where did that come from? God's going to do some new things in your finances because you're faithfully going to give to the promise as you committed to do. And you're going to trust God. You're going to say, God, I trust you. I don't know how it's going to work, but I trust you. I trust you, Lord. I trust you. Can anybody, if God has already done anything and blessed you in any way since you have given to the promise, will you just lift your hand? All over this place. All over this place. And we're just getting started. Keep giving. Keep trusting. And watch God do a new thing in 2024.
Amen.
Let's all stand. I feel like that's all I can add. I could preach for 2 hours, but we won't. I feel like the Lord has spoken so much.